Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Moo Legend, Time to Shine Radio. I'm here in the ATL with another dope guest, Miss Ashley Evans. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much for coming through today, man.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So introduce yourself to everybody.
Well, I'm Ashley Evans. I am the Bachelorette on the new show on TV One. It's called The One. Comes on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Hence tonight, right?
Yes, tonight.
Okay, Ashley, so we got to start back from the beginning. So you are a chemist, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what school you graduated from?
Georgia State.
Come on, GA. Okay.
Georgia State.
Okay. That's what's up. So what made you want to choose chemistry? Because I'm going to walk up to the show, but what made you want to choose that?
Well, originally I wanted to go to pharmacy school.
Okay.
And I decided I didn't want to go through that. I said I was going to just get my chemistry degree and just stuck with it.
Okay. And how long have you been passionate about chemistry?
All my life, honestly, I've always wanted to know how things work, what makes things tick, what's in something, how can, you know, I've always been doing experiments and things like that. So, yeah.
So is it, chemistry is about like, well, I guess what you do with that is like formulating and research?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. And so you've been always passionate about that?
Yes, I have been very passionate about it all my life.
I love that. So tell us about your business venture with real estate.
Real estate. Oh, wow. I've kind of always, another thing I've always wanted to get into. And in 2019, I got the opportunity to buy a property back home.
Okay. Where's home?
Waynesboro, Georgia.
Okay.
Waynesboro, Georgia.
Shout out.
But the property is in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
And so I bought that property and it was rough.
Really?
To begin with, you know.
Because that was during COVID or?
It was right before COVID, 2019.
Okay.
And so during 2020, I'm paying two mortgages.
Ooh, child.
Yeah, two mortgages. No one was in the house. And luckily, I found a contractor 2021, got the house fixed up and got some amazing tenants.
Okay. So that was the first start of it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So are you like doing Airbnb now with it or?
No, okay. I'm actually in the process of looking for another tenant.
Okay. Absolutely. So not more so of a realtor per se, but just like renting out property.
Yes, just renting out.
Cool. So are you going to like venture out and do more?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's some of the perks of like being a homeowner and renting it out?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to talk about the good and the bad because we know it's bad, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Like, luckily, I was really, really blessed to have an amazing, some amazing tenants, a family of four who paid every month on time, never complained about anything. They absolutely loved the house. The only reason why they left is because they had some personal issues going on. So, I've been blessed in that department.
Okay. No, that's good because getting folks to pay on time.
Right.
You know, so, yes, you know how that go. So what's some of the bad that came with it?
Well, right, I would say a week into that first family moving in, the AC went out.
Ooh.
And it was in June.
Okay.
It was scary for me. They were cool, but I put them in a hotel because I didn't want them to be uncomfortable.
Look at you.
You know, just kind of the unforeseen, you know, things you have to fix.
Yeah, not in June. Nobody want to be in that heat.
Exactly.
But like, so you had to call somebody to come out and fix it and put them up and all of that. But outside of that, was that like the only bad part about it?
Fortunately, yes. That was the only bad part for me.
Some people be having laundry lists.
And the fact that they're leaving right now because I don't want them to leave.
Oh, okay. And so with them leaving, so do you have like property management to replace them?
No, actually, it's just me.
Okay, it's just you.
It's me. I'm the property manager.
Okay, you're the property manager. So, but is it hard to like balance that because you're in Atlanta?
Lucky for me, because I'm from that area, and my dad's also a contractor, I'm able to kind of get some contacts from him and say, hey, dad, do you know someone who could fix this?
Hey, so, look at it. Okay. Okay. And your other business venture, the boutique fashion owner.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Tell us about that.
This is a new one for me.
Okay.
Wow. It's a very new one. I've always kind of been into fashion, and I like to kind of put things together. And a few months ago, you know, I said, I'm going to start a boutique.
Okay.
And so I got my license. I got my sales tax ID number.
Come on.
went to the Atlanta market, the Atlanta America's Mart for the first time.
Yes.
You know, did some shopping, got all of my clothing, and I have my pictures back now. So all we have to do, the photographer and I, is just edit and put them online.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an online boutique.
Yes, it's going to be online.
Okay.
And I wear a lot of my pieces.
Okay.
This isn't one of my pieces, but I do wear a lot of my pieces.
Okay. Where did this passion come from?
I would say probably just that creative side of me. Mm-hmm. I love putting together like different colors and just seeing how, you know, seeing the response I get from the different outfits that I put on.
Okay. So when you post your pictures, what do you want the audience to take from them?
The photos of the boutique?
Yes.
I want the audience to see, you know, some grown woman wear, you know, professional.
Yeah.
You can show a little bit of skin, but not too much.
Okay.
Just give them a little tease.
Okay. Teasing the people.
Yes. A little tease.
A little tease. I like that. And when can everybody expect that?
Hopefully within the next week or so.
Okay. Okay. So it's about to launch pretty soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very soon.
Hey, are you excited about it?
Excited.
As you should be. Yes, ma'am. So with all of that being said, so what do you think about risk in business?
It's inevitable. Everything you do, almost everything you do in life is going to have some type of risk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no stranger to taking risks.
Right.
Me buying that property and not living there was a huge risk.
Yes, it was.
You know, having two homes during the pandemic, paying two mortgages, that was a risk.
Yes.
You know, starting this business is a risk.
Right. Yes.
Honestly, it's kind of exciting to take risks like that.
No, it is. No risk, no reward.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? You have to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So transitioning to the one.
Yeah.
So how did you become a person on the show?
I honestly believe they reached out to me. I do not remember submitting for this show.
Come on.
I do not.
They reached out to you. That's
I
dope.
So. If I'm mistaken, charge it to my head and not my heart. But I do not remember submitting for this show.
Okay. So when they hit you up, what was your initial response?
I was like, okay.
This is interesting.
What do I have to lose? You know, I'm single.
Right.
I'm out here mingling and it's not working. So let's go for it.
Why not? So episode one aired last week, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So what was it like watching yourself on TV?
It was cool, I would say. It was cool to see myself be myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think what mattered the most to me was getting the opinions of my family and my close friends. I wanted to see if, you know, they thought I was being myself.
Okay.
That was what was most important to me.
Okay. You didn't think, like, you didn't, when you were taping and filming, you didn't think you were being fake, did you?
No.
No.
Definitely.
Okay. Right.
I was being too real.
Okay. I love that. So what was it like working with Kirk Franklin and his wife?
Oh, it was amazing.
Mm.
Seeing Kirk on TV for so many years and, you know, hearing his music and just to have him so close, Kirk and Tammy, to have them so close to me and to be able to get advice from them and just be with them, you know, so much. It was honestly, it was an honor to get to know them. And, you know, they're kind of like family now.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. So do you think they're doing a good job of the selections?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what can we expect for episode two tonight?
Episode two, you're going to see us getting a little active.
Oh,
you're going to see a lot of fun.
Okay.
You're going to see a little more of our personalities on the show.
Okay. So tell me she likes somebody. But No, that's amazing. So with this, because, you know, it's a lot of people that would watch the show and things like, what, at the end of the show, what do you want people to take away from Ashley Evans?
Wow. I want people to take away from the show that I was absolutely 100% myself.
Okay. Authentic.
You know, good, bad, I want them to be entertained.
Okay.
But I also don't want them to feel like I was pretending.
Okay. Yeah. No fakeness.
No fakeness.
Okay. That's what we like. Okay. That's what we like. Okay. Wrapping up. If you could pick anyone's brain, right, past or present, for dinner, who would it be?
Tupac.
Hey, I love it. Why Tupac? Oh, you say that quick too.
Man, it was easy. I've always loved Tupac. I've always been fascinated with the way that he is. Mm. If Tupac was alive today, I want him to be my husband.
Okay,
I love Tupac. I've always loved Tupac.
Yes. I love the fact that he was a poet, you know. He's a deep thinker, you know.
Absolutely.
I think he would have been like 50-something now. That would have been kind of crazy to see, right? Because we just knew young Tupac, right?
And an activist and a rapper. Yes. He did so many things. He was a Renaissance man, basically.
For sure. Absolutely. I love that. Okay, and last question, mm-hmm. Ashley. So what's your why? Like, why do you do the things that you do?
I do the things that I do because of my family.
Okay.
I do everything for my family. Okay. My family that's here now and my future family.
Okay. And what's your definition of success?
My definition of success is being happy, doing something that I love to do, and being able to afford a normal lifestyle. I don't need an extravagant lifestyle, but also being able to help others.
I love that. Okay. All right. And any last shout outs you want to give Miss Ashley Evans?
I like to give a shout out to my publicist right here, Mo.
Shout out to Mo.
I like to give a shout out to Tammy and Kirk Franklin as well. And also to my family in Waynesboro, Georgia, the Evans family. What's up, y'all?
The Evans family. That's what's up, man. So thank you so much, Ashley, for coming through today. You know, this was a super dope interview. I love it. And thank y'all so much for tuning in to Time to Shine Radio. And we'll be right back right after this.